John Glenn is a former mill owner from Washington State who has roots in Petersburg. He told the Assembly Monday that he had been working on what he described as a full manufacturing project for Southeast Alaska for the past 16 years.
Because of several governmental decisions on the Tongass National Forest, environmental concerns, economic disasters, first in the Japanese market in 1997, and most recently here in the United States, with a definite world impact, the process has taken much longer and far more expensive than I had ever imagined.
Glenn has proposed the idea of a new Southeast sawmill a few times over the years, saying he was considering locations in Wrangell and Petersburg. He told the Assembly Monday he had made a choice.
This evening, I want to announce the decision to build in Petersburg has been made. And though we are in the final processes of our financial package and nothing is a sure thing until the ink dries, it is time to publicly announce our plans. I have contacted several property owners, and we are in the process of sending offers or accepting offers of sale.
Glenn said he was looking at an industrially zoned location near the airport and had been working with engineers and machinery companies over the past couple of years.
The mill will be built in two stages. First stage will include a full breakdown, large log mill capable of manufacturing 100,000 board feet per shift, supported by dry kilns capable of drying 80% of that production, a planer line to surface the dry and green material from the mill, and a cogen plant to produce power and heat for the kilns and mill buildings.
Such cogeneration plants recover heat from the production of energy, and Glenn said his would be fired by wood waste. He hoped to sell extra power from the plant to the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. He said the second stage of the project would set up a mill that can handle smaller logs.
Phase two will be basically an efficient small log processing line that can handle material from a 4-inch minimum diameter to a maximum diameter of 16 inches. This line will help the Forest Service and its directive to move some of its production into a young growth production. I have mixed feelings on the timing and volume of this directive, but also know that for the forest management, young growth will be a large factor.
The U.S. Forest Service announced in 2010 that it planned to transition away from cutting old-growth timber and towards harvesting more second-growth timber, newer trees in areas that were previously logged decades before. Glenn said his mill would employ 35 to 50 full-time workers at least 10 months of the year.
I have deep roots here in Petersburg, and I am pleased to have the opportunity to bring economic diversification back to Petersburg and help revitalize the timber industry here.
Glenn went to high school in Petersburg, where his father ran Mitkoff Lumber in the 1970s. He eventually started his own business, Glenn Custom Milling, in Shelton, Washington, which he sold in 2004. His current business is called Stikeen River Forest Products, LLC. He was accompanied at the assembly meeting by former Petersburg Mayor Ted Smith. Asked by Assemblymember Cindy Lagodakis about the amount of timber volume he would need each year, Glenn estimated 20 million board feet. To put that number in some perspective, according to Forest Service reports, timber operators harvested a total of 36 million board feet from Tongass forest land in 2013. The harvest was 21 million in 2012 and 33 million in 2011. Glenn did not address supply issues Monday, but has said in the past that between federal and state offerings, he thought he would have enough wood to meet his needs. Asked by Assemblymember John Haverlick whether he needed any infrastructure assistance from Petersburg, Glenn said he had been in contact with the electric superintendent and public works director.
And there are a few things that the city will have to help address at the site as far as possibility for sewer. There is the power side of it. We need to understand what the transformers and different things are, and possibly somewhere in the future some road increases because it's basically on the back haul road.
Glenn told the assembly the facility would take 18 to 24 months to build, and he hoped to start the project in the spring. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.